Okay, this is May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, and the topic this month is Let Go.
Good evening.
Good evening.
As usual.
Excuse me.
As usual. It is so nice to see so many gods and goddesses collected in one room. And I hope that that is finally sinking in to your consciousness, that you realize that you are creative people, that your words, your thoughts go someplace and do something. So we use the right thinking, we get the right results. And so many people are not getting the right results because their thinking is not correct. This teaching is all about thinking. It's all about the mind. It's about your mind. It is called the science of mind. They change it every once in a while and call it religious science and this, that, and the other thing. But it's the science of mind, your mind, or using the mind of the universe or the mind of God to bring into your life what you want to make your life better, so that you're not inflicted with what I call the nits and fleas of life. The nits and fleas of life are all the upsets that you allow yourself to have, that you think that is just part of the human experience or the experience of life. You do not need them. This weekend I was with so many people who had so many nits and fleas, I had to come home and delouse myself afterwards. And they think that it's all correct what they're thinking. They're telling a story, constantly telling a story about themselves, and it's hideous. It's about relationships that they're having. They have no idea what a loving, caring, sharing a relationship is. Now, you see how creative my mind was? It brought Scott in. And I'm going to tell you a cute story about using your mind and what metaphysics is all about and how it actually works. So many people want to know how to draw something into their life. And in religious science, we have treatment work and we have affirmations, we have all this. All that stuff is all well and good. But I'll tell you this story. I have a friend, Lenore. She recently has moved into a retirement village in Claremont. Lovely place. She has a lovely place of her own there. When I went, I saw two porcelain ducks. Just absolutely beautiful. And of course, I coveted those ducks. So, the next time I went to see her, I saw the ducks again and I coveted them. Now, I know in the Bible it says don't covet anything. But I covet things. And when I covet something, I get it or something better. Always. So anyway, I saw the ducks. They come into my mind. I see them there. But the thing is that I use my feeling. And I felt it in my whole being, these yellow ducks. So weeks went by. Now, the main thing, what I want to tell you about manifesting something is you don't have to think about it constantly. Once you have it in your mind, you don't have to keep thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking. It's already there. You have to remember that you're talking to something that's intelligent. The universe is intelligent. You don't have to keep telling it. It has a memory. It remembers. You see, it's our mind that doesn't remember. But the mind of the universe remembers. So here we go. The yellow ducks. So on Tuesday, when I went to get my hair cut, I always stop at a optical shop there where I buy my glasses always, and I go in to have them tightened, and she always cleans them for me and all that kind of stuff. So we talked a minute, and on the way out, my eye glanced over in a hair showcase. Were two yellow ducks. Now, I mean, And I turned at the door and I said to her, "Those ducks are absolutely beautiful." She said to me, "Do you want them?" I said, "Absolutely." She said, "I'll wrap them for you." She gave them to me. Now, she tells the story. She said, "You know, these came from a person whose mother died and had them for many, many years, and they didn't know what to do with them." She said, "They brought them in." She said, I took them any, you know, for whatever purpose. So anyway, I brought the ducks home. So I thought, I'll call my friend Lenore and tell her, "Ha, ha, ha, I got two yellow ducks." Now, I knew that the ones in the optical shop were really good because they were what we call Mandarin yellow. Mandarin yellow, they were not making. They haven't made it for many, many years. No one can seem to get that formula. Lenore's were bright yellow, and they were nice. They were nice. So I said to Lenore, I told her I was coveting her ducks, and she said, "Well, you're not going to get them." I said, "I don't want them. I have my own, thank you very much." And I explained to her, because she's a metaphysician. And she said, "Well, you know, mine are cheap porcelain." And I said, "Yes, I know that." The two I got are antique. Mm. And they're stamped on the bottom with the old stamp that came from China. Not saying China. They're in character letters on the bottom. Very, very well done. Very good. So, what's the crux of this story is, you see, I had the yellow ducks in mind. I leave that go. And I don't say this or something better, but I know that something better, if I don't get that, something is going to come my way. You see, I don't try to put my mind on it and say, this is exactly what I want. You see, when you let it go, the universe gave me two ducks that are much better than the two I saw to begin with. By just keeping it. And I may have thought of those ducks twice, three times at the most. And I heard my mind would say, "Oh, Dallas, you don't need them. You don't do this. You don't do that." And I went, you know, if I manifested them, fine. If I didn't, it wouldn't have killed me. But as soon as my eye, going out of the shop, my eye saw them in the display case. And she didn't hesitate. She immediately said, "Do you want them?" And I didn't hesitate. I said, "I'll take them. Thank you very much. More, please." You know? So, I have the... Now, this is how this teaching works. This is how you use your mind. This is how you put something in the mind of the universe that you want. You see? It can be the ducks. It can be a car. It can be a relationship. It can be anything. But you don't have to effort constantly. Everyone thinks that they have to effort. Remember, I told you that last week, I think. God doesn't ask us to try harder. God asks us to believe more, to believe in it. You have to believe in this teaching. You have to believe in your own mind. You have to know that when you get something in mind, an idea, a dream, any of that stuff that you get in your mind means something. And the universe will go to work on that, and it will bring it to you if you let go. If you let go, you see? And you must always remember that regardless of anything you can think of, the biggest, the best, the most expensive, anything that you can think of, the mind of God can think of something better. The mind of God can always think of something better. And you'll get that when you let go. Let God do it. How many times have I told you? I am the fun and entertainment committee. This thing we call God is the ways and means. Everyone wants to do God's job. They want to be the Ways and Means Committee. I want this. I want it this way. I want those ducks to look exactly like that. You can't do that to yourself. You have to let go and know that it's on its way to you. Now, that to manifest those ducks took maybe 3 weeks, 4 weeks at the most, because I don't pay attention, you know, I don't write down or any of that stuff. But it wasn't long till now they're sitting on my table in my home, you see. I didn't have to go around visualizing. I didn't have to go. You can do that if you want. You can do all those things. If that helps you, please do it. But what I'm telling you is, when you get an idea, when you see something that you want, if you can, what we call, hook it with your solar plexus, with the feeling there, it's on its way to you. It's on its way to you. How many people remember the saying, the life of the organism is feelings? We're always dealing with feelings. We call this science of mind. We talk about thought and all that. It's great to have good thoughts. It's great to keep your thoughts organized. That's all good. But it's done with feeling. It's done with feeling. So you let go of all the things that say, my mind said to me, Dallas, you don't need them. I already have a set of blue ducks. But I like yellow. I listened to my mind tell me all that stuff. And not to talk, it wasn't talking, my mind was not talking me out of it. But my mind was throwing up little roadblocks. Well, you don't need them, Dallas. You have enough stuff. You have, all that. I just ignore all that chatter. I let that chatter go. You see, I don't agree with it. You see, I just hear it. Oh, please, you again. You see, who remembers what Mary Baker Eddy said? Yes, you must argue with your mind like a lawyer before a judge, and you must always make sure that you win. You must never allow your mind to win. The mind chatter, you must let that go, and you must let the past go. It didn't work last week, so it's not going to work this week. It didn't work last year. You must let go of all that. You must let go of memories and so forth. Let go of your past so that you're always starting fresh, so that everything is fresh, you see? And that's letting go. Now, I could have made this topic, let go and let God. Well, every 12-step program in the world tells you that, let go and let God. I'm telling you just to let go. We know if we let go, God is all around us all the time. God is going to take care of everything. You don't have to add that, let go and let God. God is always doing something for you. God is always there for you. God is always holding you in the highest of esteem. And this thing called God always wants you to have what you are seeking. You're seeing? Wonderful little expression in his teaching is, what you are seeking is seeking you. What you are seeking is seeking you. So you must let go. You must let go of anything that is in your mind, all the negations in your mind. You must let go of those. Let go of those. And let this thing called God work for you. Let the Ways and Means Committee do its job. You see, you stay down here and you be in the fun and entertainment committee. People want to get up there and they want to tell God how to do something. You cannot tell God how to do something. God is perfection. God knows exactly how to do things, even when you don't know how to do things. Even when you don't know how to do things. Years ago, my friend Betty taught me this. I am always divinely guided. I always take the right turn in the road, and God always makes a way where there appears to be no way. And that's the one that's letting go. Well, I don't see how we're going to do this. I don't see how this is ever going to work out. I don't see. You don't have to see it. You have to let go of that and know that this thing called God, the universe, mind, is working for you. Mind is working for you. And it's going to draw those things to you. Now see, my mind, and maybe your mind, would also say, oh, well, that's just a coincidence, Dallas, or this, that, the other thing. Now, I hadn't been in that optical shop for over a year, probably. And I thought, well, while I'm down here, I'll go in and have my glasses cleaned and all. I'm there where the ducks for me to take home. You see? Now, I have to say to myself, there's no such thing as chance or accident. You see, we don't believe in chance and accident in this teaching. We don't believe in serendipity in this teaching. Something said to me, you have time, Dallas, to go into the optical shop. Time to go into the optical shop. Now, I was only going in to have my glasses cleaned, and who in their right mind would ever think two ducks would be in an optical shop? You see? Two ducks in an optical shop. And she said, well, she put them out there because the woman brought them in for display. And she wasn't attached to them, apparently, because she said, as soon as I said, oh, you could have them, you see.
Have them.
She gave them to me. I didn't buy them. I very rarely buy anything, my dear. I didn't want to do it first. People give me things. You know? Things come to me. You have to make up your mind about that, too. Things come to me. You see, we're taught that you have to buy something. You know? You have to buy something. Could I put a price on these two ducks? I could tell you what I think the ducks are worth. Between $600 and $800. You see? And what do we know about that? $600 and $800. Money is never the issue. She knew they were rare. She may not have known the exact price and so forth. But she said, oh, you want them, they're yours. No hesitation whatsoever. It was boom, 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 boom. Worked just beautifully. You see? This is... Well, when I tell you these stories, I tell you these stories not to encourage you. And I tell these stories because if I can do this, you can do this. You see? God doesn't show favorites. God doesn't say, well, I think Dallas is better than anybody else. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But by letting go of all the preconceived ideas that you have, by looking at them and saying, oh, they're too expensive, she'll never give them to you, Dallas. As soon as I looked at them, I was leaving the shop out of the corner of my eye. As soon as I saw them, I knew they were mine. I knew it because I got that feeling. You get a feeling in your solar plexus. That's called hooking something. when you hook something, it has to come to you. It has to come to you. Now, the Norse ducks, very nice. They just helped me get an idea in mind. That's what her ducks are for. You see? The better ducks were on their way to me. So, can anyone tell me some of the other reasons why those ducks would come to me? Worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and I matter. You have to know that about yourself. Totally lovable. You see? When you have to sink this teaching in, and then this is what happens. So if you can manifest ducks, you can manifest anything that you want. You see? Health. Any of the things that you want are there for you. It's your mind that's talking you out of it. So you must let go of that part of your mind. You must let go of those ideas and get the right idea. You see? And then you don't struggle and stress and strain and so forth. I love the ducks. I love looking at them. You know, if I didn't have them, I'd be the same person. I would be the same person. They're not adding anything to me. You see? So many people want to manifest them because they think it's going to add something. You can't add anything to yourself. You're already whole and complete and perfect. You're already whole and complete and perfect. Over a year ago, I gave you an affirmation. I do this affirmation every morning when I do my yoga. And this affirmation will draw things to you. And it is. I am the full expression of God's love. Just as God is love, so am I. I am the full expression of God's love. The word to concentrate on there is full. Not a partial, not a little. I am the full expression of God's love. Use that in your life. Know that. And you will draw things to you.
Can you repeat the whole thing again?
I am the full expression of God's love. Just as God is love, so am I.
Just as God is
love,
so
am I. I am the full expression of God's love. And I do that when I'm doing my yoga bowing in the morning. And it draws things to you. You see? We have to know these things about ourselves. We have to let go of all the mind talk that does not build you up. Any talk in your mind that is not building you up, you do not want. Talk that is not building you up is coming from your ego. The ego will never build you up. The ego only tears you down. So when you learn that, you let that ego go. Oh, thank you very much. thank you for sharing. Now go back to the nothingness from whence you came. You say, get out of here. You have never brought me any good news. You have never been my friend. So why do you think I'm going to fall for this? You're saying, you cannot fall for that. You have to let that go. So it's in the letting go always that you get something. And we can add let go and let God. But what the thing to realize is that God is all around you all the time. You don't have to add that. What you have to do is let go of the concept that you have about yourself. You have to let go of anything that tells you that you're not the full expression of God. You have to let go of anything that tells you that you're not a magnificent being. You have to let go of any internal conversation that does not tell you that you're worthy and deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. You have to let go of that. And this weekend, the people that I was with, these were relatives, by the way, have no idea that they are worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that they matter. What do they have? I'm going to tell you what they have. Money. Tons and tons of money. But what good is it doing them? They have no peace of mind. They have no control over their emotions. This journey that we're on through this plane of action is to gain control over your emotions, people, so that you're not bouncing off the walls all the time, so that you're not living a B movie. These people are living B movies. And they think that that's the way everyone is living. And that is not true. They're loaded with the nits and fleas of life. You do not want the nits and fleas of life. Don't allow your mind to do that to you. These are wonderful people. If you'd meet them, you would love them. They're wonderful people. You couldn't be around them long. Because all this negativity comes up. They regurgitate all this stuff. I mean, I sat there and I thought, who wants to live this way? Who wants to live this way? You see, they have no idea that there's a completely different way to go through life than most people do. You have to choose a different way to go through life. You have to say to yourself, this is the type of life I want, and let go of that other stuff. Let go of that other stuff. We can all live that other life. But it's not fun. It's not pleasant. And it brings on all kinds of disasters, you know. All kinds of disasters. And I'm talking a lot of physical disasters. I'm talking cancers and everything else. And they have it. They have all those things. They have no idea that they can let go of it. They have no idea that they can let go of it. So, let go of old preconceived ideas and so forth. In fact, never have a preconceived idea. When you have a preconceived idea, what are you doing? You are limiting this thing called God, which is infinite. As soon as you start to have a preconceived idea, you're telling the universe how you want it to happen. And you cannot do that. You cannot become superior to reality itself. And people want to be superior to reality. And you cannot. You must let go of that. Let go. You can all do it. We can all do it. You have to practice. You have to experiment. Try these things that I tell you. And see what you can draw into your life. If I can do this, you can do this. You see? You can do it. Now, did I tell these people that I got these ducks? Absolutely not. I would never tell them that. Why? Because they wouldn't believe it. They'd say, oh, Dallas, it's chance, it's accident, it's serendipity, it's this, it's that. It's coincidence. No, there's no such thing as that in the mind of God. There's no such thing as that in the mind of God. So you must let go of all those things that we were taught, you see. Let go of those things. The same way this idea of chance or accident. And these people believe in accidents. You know, do you think I'm going to get in a car or anything with them? Absolutely not. No, they believe in accidents. I'm not going to get in there. You know, I don't have accidents. I don't believe in accidents. You know? They do believe in them, and they have them constantly. The mind always proves itself, people. Doesn't matter if you have a positive mind or a negative mind, it's always going to prove itself. Always going to prove itself. It's that old thing, and I think it was Henry Ford who said, if you think it can, you can. If you think it can't, you can't. You see? So learn to think that you can. And learn to think that you can do all these things. There is no sense coming here, and I'm delighted by the way that you come. Otherwise, I'd be talking to myself. But learn to use these things. Take out from this room and use them for yourself. That's what this whole teaching is about. You see? It makes absolute sense when you start to use it. Your whole life changes and you see things differently. Then you can say to yourself, I am always the cause unto my own experience. I am always the cause unto my own experience. This teaching teaches responsibility. So many people are afraid of being responsible. Don't be afraid to be responsible. If you're thinking correctly, it's going to work out. You're saying, if you're afraid to be responsible, it's because you're not thinking correctly. If you're responsible, you're always going to be responsible. Start out with that present. Every time, say to yourself, I'm responsible. I'm responsible for myself. I'm responsible for the life that I am leading. I am responsible for my health. You see? You can do that. You can do that. But you have to let go of all the old thoughts, all the old habits and so forth. You may not be able to do it all at once, but you can make up your mind, I'll let one go at a time. And I will try this. And start with something big. Now, the ducks came. They were very easy for me. Could I do a Rolls Royce? No, not at the present moment. I have no interest in a Rolls Royce. You know? I have no interest in cars. What I have an interest in is chauffeurs, you see. I would much rather be chauffeured around town than to have to do the driving myself. So that I can sink my teeth into. And that's just, there is a thing. Can you sink your teeth into what you want? You see, you have to be able to, ooh, this is what I want. And I'm going to let go of all that stuff that tells me I can't have it, but I can't do it. And as soon as you do that, it's on its way to you. It's on its way to you. So whatever you have in mind right now, if it's a relationship, if it's a career, if it's money, whatever it is, say to yourself, what I am seeking is seeking me. What I am seeking is seeking me. That is the law of mind or the law of attraction, people. It sounds very quaint, doesn't it? What I'm seeking is seeking me. Absolutely. Because once you start to think about it, it goes out there and it has to draw the parts together. It has to draw the parts. Otherwise, this teaching doesn't work. Otherwise, we have no law of attraction. See, the law of attraction is the law of mind, the law of your mind. That's all the law of attraction is. People get all weird and crazy about the law of attraction. It means putting it out there and knowing it's going to come back to you. Giving yourself that power to do that. You have that power. We all have that power. We all have a mind. We all have a mind and we can do these things. And that's what this teaching is. Learning to use your mind. And learning to use it correctly. So that you can draw into your life all the wonderful things. And get rid of the nits and fleas. Do not believe in them. You see, that's why I never watch television, the news, and all that stuff. My brother just got out of the hospital. I think it was last week. Last Wednesday, he went into the hospital and had 3 bypasses put in, or stents, or whatever. Stents put in his heart. He's right back to work. He has no idea that he draws that stuff to him. See, he has no idea, and I don't tell him, Jack, guess what, I think you did that to yourself. He would never believe that. But you have to realize that you're drawing things to you all the time. You're drawing things to you with your consciousness. Everything that comes into your life because of your consciousness. So you must let go of the other stuff in your life. The reason why I brought up my brother, I called him tonight to make sure how he was. And his wife said to me, well, he's watching the news. I don't tell them I don't watch the news because they think I'm weird. Well, how do you know what's going on in the world if you don't watch the news? Well, I know exactly what's going on in the world. I don't have to watch the news to know what's going on in the world. You're saying? You can't watch that news and expect it not to do something to you. You're saying? Can I say to him, Jack, if you gave up the news and you wouldn't be watching the news, you wouldn't have to have these stints? He has 5 now. I didn't know you could have that many. He has 5 of them. the present moment. He had two a while back, and now he's had three more. Now, when he had the first two, I'd have given up the news, you see. I would give up all that stuff. He doesn't know enough to give up all that stuff. Do you think the doctor's going to tell him no news? Don't go to bed watching the 11 o'clock news. It's not healthy for you. It's not healthy for your heart. It's not healthy for your mind. It's not healthy for anything. No doctor's going to say that. The doctor's going to say, here, take a nitroglycerin pill. It'll help you. You see? We have to realize that this whole thing is mind, people. It's all done with mind. And I'm not putting down the medical profession in any way, shape, or form. They do wonderful miracles and so forth. But please stay away from them if you can. Stay away from them. As much as possible, stay away from them. Yes. No. They can help us out. They do things. We can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. But we have to realize that we can do other things to improve our life. One of them is, of course, stop listening to the world, stop listening to the news, and stop listening to other people. Listen to yourself. Listen to your own consciousness. What is good for you, you see? Let go of all that other stuff that we are talking about. All the stuff, the world. See, the world's too convincing. I tell you that all the time. It's always gnawing at you. It wants your attention. It wants your attention. It wants your attention. You see? And we start to believe all that stuff. And we think that that stuff is real. That stuff is not real, people. We have to peel back that veil and see the world for what it is, you see? This is a wonderful, wonderful world, and this is a wonderful experience that we're living in when we learn to let go. Let go of the old. Let go of the worn-out concepts that we have. I have a friend that's a hypochondriac. I said to her the other week, she was going on about what she was getting. I only pay half attention to her, something about genetics and all this, that, and the other thing. And she said, well, the family that runs in my family and this, that, and the other. And I said to her, well, have you ever read anything or do you know anything about epigenetics? She said, no, never heard of it. She said, what is it? And I explained to her there's a whole new science out called epigenetics. And epigenetics is the idea that we can change our genes. We can change. It's not stuck. We're not stuck in that thing. So I explained it to her. She said, well, I'm not going to believe that. Yeah. I'm not going to be. I said, well, fine. Don't believe it. Be stuck there with the genetics that you have. You see? Be stuck there. You have to let go of the old. You have to let go. The world is advancing. It's coming up with science. It's coming up with wonderful things constantly. Constantly. And that's one of the new sciences. And it'll take over epigenetics. Is anyone familiar with a man by the name of Bruce Lipton? Well, he's a doctor. And he's the one that discovered that the membrane around a cell is where the brain is. It's not in the nucleus. And we were taught for years that the nucleus has the brain. You can take the nucleus out of a cell and it doesn't die. It's the membrane around the cell. And what stimulates that membrane around the cell is the environment around that. The mental environment around your cells. You see? learn to think differently. That's a mental atmosphere. And those cells then respond to that atmosphere. You see? We're affected all the time by atmospheres, by mental atmospheres, by attitudes. And we have to have the right attitudes and so forth. And that stimulates us. But we have to let go of all that other stuff that we were taught, which maybe at the time it was all right. Now we know that it is not okay. So let it go. Don't be like my friend who said, well, I'm not going to believe that. I want to believe more and more and more and more and more. You see? And that's what this whole thing is about. This whole system of the universe, of your life, from the macrocosm to the microcosm, is belief. You can sum everything up with belief. Why? Because it's always done unto you as you believe. Always done unto you as you believe, not as I believe, you see, but as you believe. And not as your doctor or your wife or your husband and whatever else is out there. It's your belief. So work on your belief. Hold yourself always in that highest of esteem and see yourself as worthy and deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. Use that day in and day out. Day in and day out. And the umbrella over all of this is the idea that you are the full expression of God. You are the full expression of God. And just as God is love, so are you. You have to know that you are love. Having lunch the other day, and a young man came up at the table at my pool, and I said, well, how are things going, and this, that, the other thing, and he said, I just want to be loved. Well, I said, isn't that great? I said, everyone wants to be loved, but do you love yourself? You see, people are out there looking for love, but they don't love themselves. You're not going to find love if you don't love yourself. And you have to start with that. Loving yourself. You see, not looking outside for love. You see, become love. Become the thing that you want. That's another one of the tenets of this teaching, by the way. You must become what you want. I'll probably turn into a duck. No, you must become what you want. You see? You can do all of this, people. You can do it all. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.
Thank you all for coming tonight.